KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's sunny, 76 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny, hot, and humid today with isolated showers and thunderstorms developing later this afternoon. A high near 90. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. In Western Iowa news, crisis negotiators averted a potentially fatal situation Wednesday morning when a man threatened to commit suicide by jumping off the Bob Carey pedestrian bridge over the Missouri River, linking Omaha and Council Bluffs. Authorities were notified at around 10:24 a.m. by the 27-year-old Council Bluffs man's father that the man intended to jump off the bridge. Omaha police observed the unidentified man on the outside of the walkway on the Iowa side of the river. Council Bluffs police crisis negotiators were called to the scene. Also on hand were officials of the Omaha Police Department, Omaha Council Bluffs Fire and Rescue, and Omaha Council Bluffs Water Rescue teams. Authorities spoke with the man for about 2 hours before he came back over the railing. He was transported to a Council Bluffs hospital for a psychological evaluation and treatment of minor injuries. No charges are expected to be filed. Officials of the Cass County Sheriff's Office report a Griswold man was arrested last week for assault while displaying a weapon. 35-year-old Roger William Peckinpah III was taken into custody August 25th and then released the next day on bond. On August 26th, the Bridgewater woman was arrested on a charge of burglary in the third degree. 50-year-old Tony Lynn Reese was released from custody the next day on her own recognizance. And then on August 27th, deputies in Cass County arrested 25-year-old Andrew Nielsen of Harlan. He was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia and released the next day on $300 bond. Last Friday, 48-year-old Rodney Ray Sewer of Dunlap was arrested in Cass County on a charge of failure to appear for a child support hearing. He was brought to the Cass County Jail and released the next day on $2,000 bond. And this past Sunday, 23-year-old Tisha Lynn Cruz of Marnie was arrested in Cass County on a charge of OWI first offense. Cruz was taken to the Cass County Jail and released later in the day on her own recognizance. Deputies with the Page County Sheriff's Office on Wednesday transported 35-year-old Ruby Jean Brownlee of rural Villisca to the Page County Jail from Council Bluffs. Brownlee faces a felony assault on persons engaged in certain occupations charge, which is a Class D felony. The charge is the result of an incident on August 25th that started around noon and occurred in the northern part of Page County near the 1100 block of Quince Avenue. Bond on the charge was set at $5,000 cash only. Brownlee is currently being held in the Page County Jail. Three people were arrested Monday on drug and other charges in Harlan following an investigation into the alleged attempted break-in of a laundry room at the Lincoln Pines Apartments. According to the Harlan police, 19-year-old Haley Patton of Harlan was arrested and charged with unlawful possession of prescription drugs, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and aiding and abetting. 36-year-old Jeffrey McCoy of Council Bluffs was charged with possession of meth, possession of drug paraphernalia, prohibited acts penalties, and aiding and abetting. And 35-year-old Terry Hannon was charged with attempted burglary, possession of burglary tools, possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine, and possession of drug paraphernalia. All three suspects were brought to the Shelby County Jail. Page County Sheriff Lyle Palmer wants to know if you're missing a rifle. Palmer says just after 7 a.m. Wednesday, his office was notified about a gun lying on the south side of the shoulder off of Highway 2 between Juniper and K Avenue. Deputies located the weapon and checked to make sure the Ruger 10/22 rifle wasn't stolen. The check turned up negative. The sheriff's office continues to investigate the incident. Palmer says anyone who's missing the weapon mentioned should call the Page County Sheriff's Office at 712-542-5193. You will need to provide the serial number of the rifle to confirm it's yours, and that serial number can be obtained from the federal firearms license dealer that you purchased it from. Elsewhere in the news, City Administrator Doug Harris in Atlantic said that last month's heavy rains slowed down progress by contractors on street projects, but work is expected to resume on those projects next week where it hasn't already begun, especially west of Redwood Drive.
Also, we have left replacing the storm sewer on the alley between Cedar and Birch, I think it's between 4th and 5th, 500 block. And so they believe they're going to start that work next week. And PCS will be back in also to do the sanitary sewer that we're replacing on Maple Street between 9th and 10th Street. That work should also start next week.
Harris said the city's streets department hopes to finish up its asphalt patching next week. The heavy rain in August also put to a test the city's new stormwater runoff storage basin that was built the same time as the new wastewater treatment plant.
Tim Snyder said that with the rains that we've had, they were receiving 4.5 million gallons of water into our wastewater system. So for the first time since it was built, that retention basin we use, actually 2 million gallons a day was being diverted into that. So, you know, it handled it. The system's working.
In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday approved the second reading of an ordinance amending the city's code of ordinances by making a slight language change in the section pertaining to speed regulations. A motion was then made and seconded to waive the third reading and approve the ordinance as amended. The vote was all in favor. The council also approved a change order between the city and AAA Budget Environment for the mitigation and disposal of additional asbestos materials on city-owned property at 611 Lynn Street. The change order amounts to just over $1,550. The Harlan Police Department on Wednesday issued a report on some recent arrests and incidents. Officials said on Monday, 37-year-old Joey Ranney Jr. was charged with driving under suspension following a traffic stop. He was also cited for having dark windows on his vehicle. Last Friday, Harlan police arrested 22-year-old Katie Jones of Harlan after officers were called to a domestic disturbance in the 700 block of Baldwin Street. Jones was taken to the Shelby County Jail and charged with domestic abuse assault for allegedly striking Rodney Corison of Council Bluffs. On August 25th, 16-year-old Brody Larson of Avoca was arrested when the manager of the Casey's General Store in Harlan reported a subject was trying to use a fraudulent identification to purchase tobacco. Larson was charged with unlawful use of identification. On August 22nd, 28-year-old Kenny Smith of Harlan was taken into custody when officers were called to a disturbance at the Westridge Acres Mobile Home Park. Smith was transported to the Shelby County Jail and charged with disorderly conduct. Harlan police report also that Quentin Jacobson of Harlan reported to them on August 21st that someone had broken into his apartment. An Xbox, controllers, and several games were reported missing, and there was damage to a flat-screen television. That case remains under investigation. The Mills County Sheriff's Office Wednesday issued a report on recent arrests. They said on Tuesday, 51-year-old Lori Lynn Harris of Bellevue, Nebraska, was arrested at the Sheriff's Office on a warrant for assault. Her bond was set at $1,000. 35-year-old Joshua James Evans of Crescent was arrested at the Pott County Jail on a Mills County warrant for domestic abuse assault. Evans was being held without bond. And 27-year-old Michael Franklin Pollock of Omaha was arrested also at the Pott County Jail on a warrant for failure to appear on a driving while barred charge. His bond was set at $7,500. This past Sunday, 39-year-old Timothy Edward Runyon of Hastings was arrested in Mills County for OWI second offense. Bond was set at $2,000. 51-year-old Ernest Leroy Runyon of Hastings was also arrested for OWI first offense, and his bond was set at $1,000. And 20-year-old Tyler Allen Dittus of Carson was arrested on a warrant for probation violation. His bond was set at $10,000. And finally, deputies in Mills County this past Saturday arrested 25-year-old Ryan Scott Wendt of Pacific Junction on a warrant for theft in the second degree, burglary in the third degree. Bond was set at $16,000. In our funeral announcements, Terry Lee Sorey, age 63 of Woodbine, died Saturday at his home in rural Woodbine. Funeral services for Terry Sorey will be today at 2 o'clock at the Fouts Funeral Home in Woodbine. Sandy Raby, age 44 of Primgar, died Saturday at the Baum Harmon Mercy Hospital in Primgar. Memorial services for Sandy Raby will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Primgar. Adringa Funeral Home of Sheldon has arrangements. Richard McCauley, age 81 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Cremation has taken place and services for Richard McCauley will be held at a later date at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has the arrangements. Rita Hughes Burke, age 81, or 71, that is, of Denver, Colorado, and formerly of the Adair Casey area, died August 23rd. Graveside services for Rita Burke will be on Saturday at 11:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Cemetery in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic has arrangements. M. Lucille Plummer, age 95, of Anita, died Monday at Caring Acres Nursing and Rehab in Anita. Funeral services for Lucille Plummer will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Erwin Brown, age 81, of Beaumont, Texas, and formerly of Harlan, died Tuesday in Beaumont. An outdoor celebration of life gathering for Merwin Brown will be held at the home of Gary and Carol Robertson of Elkhorn from noon until 4 p.m. on September the 20th. And Dolores Davis, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Dolores Davis are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.